kitchen and solving a cold case murder with the help of her male neighbor Sid and her landlady, Mrs. Plimpkin.
And me, Garden Gnome Gale. I'm in charge now. Get him, boys.
You got it, boss.
And a sexually explicit garden gnome who came to life and has two goons show!
And now I've seen everything. Except for my father.
So I'm guessing Farrah and Sid are not the murderers?
Correct.
Aha! I told you it probably wasn't me.
I'll tell you the whole sordid truth. But first, let's play the final mini DVD. It's titled Dom Remy.
Oh, I'm into this.
That totally makes sense.
Why on earth?
Dom Remy, the story of a struggling Broadway performer who becomes a dominatrix for the captive audience.
How was your audition for Waterworld, the stunt show, the musical Mistress Prima Dama?
Did I say you could speak, slave?
Oh, forgive me, goddess.
Shut your sniveling pie hole and beg me to practice my audition for Geico the Gecko, the musical.
Yeesh, they'll make a musical about anything. No, sorry.
Ah! Zip it, worm!
I mean, sing for me, my angel.
To save tons of money, you don't need a wizard. Call Geico Insurance. All you need is a lizard.
Dance break.
Encore.
Louder, tiny man.
Encore.
Now call my parents and tell them I'm doing the right thing with my life.
What is happening?
It's a rip in the intergenre dimensional stream. Your building straddles the threshold between reality and fiction, live action and animation, audio, visual, and smell-o-vision.
You mean we're at the center of the entertainment multiverse's metaphorical Venn diagram?
Oh, of course. So every time your shows were played, it brought you from the world of content to the world of reality.
Why are these tapes so special?
I got it. The mysterious victim spilled edible arrangement juice on them. And that stuff's magic. I mean, it cured one of my stepdad's cancers.
Wait, she did?
Okay, yeah, we cut that scene, but yeah.
Wait a second. I don't remember Garden Gnome Gale from a show within our show.
Look! In the crack of this room's fourth wall. Another mini DVD.
Nothing to see there. Go!
I'm scared of the crack, boss.
Boss.
I got it. Gnome on the Strange?
Fine, yes. Before you ask, it is Garden Gnome Porn.
Wowza.
Oh, dear.
Gnome Porn? Gross.
You should see that DVD extras. But life is so fun. I can do laundry and procrastinate. That's your why I went with those examples. And most importantly, I get to decide who or what I put in my butt.
Well, yeah, that's my favorite part of life, too.
Miss Teresa Victim.
Who's that?
The mysterious victim.
A clue!
Good work, you figured out your victim's name on episode 9. She tried to send me back. So
you killed her?
But then Farrah started playing the tapes, and the show within a show format must have really amped up the intra-genre rip.
Yes, and now we're unstoppable!
We?
Hello, it's me, Anton, from Stiff Competition. I hate life, but you'll have to rip it from my cold, newly alive, death-loving hands.
And Meath, Goody Chastity from Puritan and Popular. IBF, just so excited to dwell in a world where sexism doth not exist. Right, it?
And me, Duffy, from Four Hosey from the Apocalypse. I poo fire.
We've been watching you. And at times shooting you with arrows.
The shooting arrows with me, ha 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 ha.
But you're a horse. How do you use a bow?
Well, maybe if our characters weren't so one-dimensional, you'd find out.
We're here to send you and your world
to the world of content.
Our worlds are not in crazies.
Let's see how you like being washed all the time.
Oh.
No, 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 no! I like the world of the living!
I'm a fan myself!
Join me, friends!
Ooh, it feels good to stretch my range. And my vampire ballerina, toes and fangs. Give me your necks!
On your knees, peasants, and listen to my audition for Faratunk Episode 9, the musical. It's the Faratunks listening tour.
Hey, that's my line.
This finale has more drama than my dental practice. Now who needs a backstory? Ugh, filled.
There are too many characters. I can't keep them straight.
I'll say.
Shut up, Editor Todd. Make it work.
Are you serious? The script here says, cut together previous lines from past episodes to make it sound like the mysterious victim is appearing in the world of the living post-mortem like Carrie Fisher in Star Wars. Fine. Here.
If you can hear this, it's me.
We have to stop them.
Do we?
Yeah!
And here's a haymaker.
No!
Vera, what are you doing?
Vera, get out of the way!
We birthed them into existence with our gaze! We can't kill our content babies! Who are you? HBO Max!
The VHSs and DVDs! Maybe if we destroy them, the characters will be destroyed!
No! I am close to securing 5 listeners!
This entire time, you've only had 5 listeners? I almost died because of you.
It will all be worth it! Once we go viral, we'll be hired to write the true life retelling of our true life stories for Lifetime or True TV!
Not if we die!
Especially if we die!
Vera, do not desecrate a corpse! Put those arrows back!
Yeah, that's super yucky!
Smush them in!
But the content!
Living is more important than having an audience! Yeah! I got her!
Sid, you know Kung Fu? Why didn't we have a romantic B storyline?
That would have taken way more than 5 minutes. Mrs. Plimpkin, grab the DVDs and VHSs!
All right, yes.
No!
Now smash! Like the fate of the universe and your butt depend on it!
No!
I'm dying. Yay!
It's working! The characters are being sucked back through the crack!
Keep smashing!
I have not gotten Eth a chance to earn if an equal wage to a man! Right, Eth?
Aww, diarrhea fire farts!
Oh, you could have at least told me to brace myself! No!
It's back to the Transylvania Ballet Academy for me!
Nice try! But I uploaded myself to Pornhub. I'm in the cloud.
You forget I'm a landlord, the most powerful force in paperwork. I'll wait legal action against any copyright infringement.
No! Not copyright law!
That's all of them.
Look! The crack! It's closing! You didn't have to do that.
I think we pretty clearly did.
And I'm afraid I have to start eviction proceedings. You haven't paid rent. Ever.
But I'm so close to monetizing.
Why don't you do one last sign off?
What do you say, for old time's sake, huh?
Let me just, Bye-bye, suckers! Yeah!
She just jumped into the crack before it closed.
Oh, I guess she's content now. What is this?
It's a flash drive, and it's titled Farrah Tunk Show Show. There are like infinite amount of episodes. Dude, let's listen.
It's the Farrah Tunk saying goodbye to her male neighbor Sid and her landlady Mrs. Plimpka.
You don't want to listen to the rest of this, do you?
Yeah, no. I'm really behind on laundry. Man, I love procrastinating.